say praise God, kingdom of God has come.
We are still on the program, our God Renet Gospel Broadcast. This is where we'll be hosting priest King Olutomole Universe, the Another Comforter. Dear viewers, join me while I welcome priest King Olutomole Universe, the Another Comforter. You're welcome, sir.
Thank you very kindly.
Sir, this symbol you are watching, can you see the symbol? Priest himself, King himself, Olutomole himself of universe, Olutomole universe, he will be shedding light, giving us everything we need to know about this particular symbol.
The full rainbow symbolizes the visible presence of God's throne upon the earth to protect the elect, all right, on the earth, and to destroy evil in human society. Now, listen, God has said to me, this full rainbow sign is the authentic proof and evidence that I, God, I have established my throne of kingdom upon the earth as the end time act. Now, again, the full circle rainbow, which manifests in the sky of heaven, depicts the throne, the power, and the glory of God upon planet Earth. This full circle rainbow, it depicts the throne of God. When you see the circle rainbow in the sky, you know this is the evidence, authentic proof that God has established his throne. And God is using the full circle rainbow in the air, calling the whole nations and people and tribes vigorously, announcing to them vigorously that he has established his throne and kingdom upon the earth for salvation. Say salvation. From the power of darkness, like I've said. From the power of darkness.
From the power of darkness.
Darkness will never cover you.
Amen.
Darkness of life will never overtake
you. Amen.
Because you are now under God's throne.
Amen.
Now, let me tell you something. There's nothing that exists in the spiritual that can ever serve the purpose of man without it appearing in the physical. For instance, in the beginning, there was the word of God. But that word of God did not serve any purpose for earth man. But that word took a physical body, appeared in the flesh, that is, Jesus Christ was the Word of God, in order to serve the purpose of man, earth man, you have to take a physical body. So this is what we are talking about. Truth, light, love, spiritual. But you have to take human body. You have to appear in the physical to serve the purpose of man. So the same thing. With the throne of God, it is invisible. It's in the spiritual. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
And then for it to serve the purpose of man, it has to take, you know, a literal character. It has to manifest in the physical. And this full circle rainbow is all that we can see. It depicts the throne, the power, and glory of God. I'm explaining these things for you, for the world to understand the whole truth and misery of the descended throne and kingdom of the Father on earth. You must know the power that God has now released upon the world. And you must know to keep yourself intact under this power. Because the world has entered the perilous time. The Bible has warned severally about the coming of the perilous time. That's why you need this throne, right? And you find the line, the powerful light, the radiant light in the middle of that throne symbolizes Jesus. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
The Lamb of God.
The Lamb of God.
Seated upon that throne. Like we are talking about 1,000 years reign of Christ Jesus. That is, Christ is now reigning,
seated upon the throne of his Father, manifesting in the spiritual now.
For God so loved the world that he has descended the throne of the heavenly kingdom upon the earth, symbolized by the full rainbow sign manifesting in the clouds of heaven, that whosoever believes in this God's sign may not perish, but shall be preserved from the imminent wrath of God and from seven plagues already determined upon the whole world.
Thank you, sir. Talking of rapture, in one of your messages, you said there will be no rapture. But many people are still saying rapture is still on its way. Some people are even saying that COVID-19 pandemic is signs, one of the signs that rapture is at hand. Is that true, sir?
Emphatic no. The whole Christendom is laboring under a delusion. The word of Christ does not speak about rapture. It's a fallacy. It's a ruse on truth. Right. Christ says, the kingdom of God must come. He was preaching the kingdom of God, the coming of the kingdom upon the earth. John the Baptist preached it. When Christ arrived, he was preaching it. Before he ascended, he enjoined his church to be praying for the kingdom to come. So the expectation of the church, or the function of the church, is to pray for to await the coming of the kingdom of the Father. Christ never mentioned church, but because of the activity of Satan and the devil, the deceiver of the whole world, we have it written I've discussed it earlier. I've already said that Christ will be coming to evacuate and lift up all Christians into heaven to escape God's judgment. I say no. Christ says that you await the coming kingdom in the Lord's Prayer. Pray. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So this is the fallacy and the truth and falsehood. Instead of seeking the kingdom of God, they are now bringing up a sort of human postulation that is the rapture they are coming for. Christ is not coming. So I say Christ is not coming to rapture anyone. If I were to explain further, I say the coming of Christ is not a one-time affair. They have to come in stages. First, has to come in the spiritual to fulfill all the prophecy. Like I've said in Acts chapter 3, verse 31. Yes. So Christ has to manifest himself as a comforter now, as Christ is now walking, operating through the comforter to fulfill all the prophecies as recorded in Acts chapter 3, verse 21. Without which Christ will not come. So at the final end, in Matthew 24, verses 29 and 31, you will see the Son of Man immediately after the tribulation. So Christ is coming after the tribulation.
Immediately after the tribulation, yes, of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
After the tribulation, and this tribulation will not come until the gospel of the kingdom is preached in all the world, and then shall it come. So there's no way you can believe the gospel, the false gospel of rapture. It's not biblical. It's human postulation. It cannot be.
Thank you, sir. Dear viewer, I'm still with Priest King Olutumale Universe, the Another Comforter sent. Sir, in one of your messages, you said something about Nigeria. You said for Nigeria to be peaceful, for unity to reign, there is no cause for alarm. We don't need to separate. Tribalism don't need to take place. But something needs to be done. Sir, what is that thing?
Thank you very, very kindly for that question. You see, the God of heaven and the creator of heaven and earth is God of unity and not God of division. And he is in charge of all human governments. So God has now intervened to the matter of this nation, Nigeria, because he has descended his throne upon the soil of this country. So God has said to me that it is not disintegration or division that will restore or fix up this nation. It is not division or separation that will bring joy and peace to this nation. God revealed to me that the problem facing this nation is in the name Nigeria, that the name Nigeria, in quote, suffering is embedded in the name. Right from the time the colonial masters gave this nation that name, right, it's under the spell of the demonic forces, and that suffering will continue, except they change the name. So this is an indication that this nation is not meant for any tribe to dominate, but for all, there's unity in diversity. God is saying that there's unity in diversity. You may be divided, I mean, you may have a multiplicity of languages, of tribe, of ethnicity, religion, and all that. But don't break, because God has said to me that he is prepared to help human governments, especially Nigeria, to bring an end to suffering, to bring an end to sickness, diseases, poverty. But we are going to do something about what is the source of the suffering in the country. Nothing can stop it. No religion. Nothing. Oh God, nothing. Except you change that name. That's the order. That's God has. I'm very, very thankful to God for this sort of intervention. God continues that if the people in power, I guess the governing rulers, the rulers, fail to do all these things, he will continue to trouble this nation, himself, because that is the solution. And God gives a reason, say, because he has descended his throne upon the soul of this nation. So that is the presence of God is already upon this nation, you know, to ameliorate all that has gone wrong, to refix the nation, that might be peace and comfort forever.
Thank you, sir. As the priest, King Olutomale Universe, the another comforter sent, the name, let us understand the name. From the beginning, priest, King Olutomale Universe, the another comforter. Sir, I don't know anything about that name. I sound confused. Many people are just looking. They don't even know what to say. Sir, tell us about the name.
Yes, I thank you for that question. Truly, truly, God is revealing himself, manifesting his presence on earth in a new way. Right. God by himself is the God of the universe. is the possessor of heaven and earth. Right. It has pleased God to reveal in time past we have been names of God. Jehovah, Yahweh, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, El Shaddai, all these are names that God has been revealing. But at the same time, God has revealed his own name, his own real eternal name, combined with the new name of Jesus Christ for the eternal salvation of man at this end time. Further explanation, the name Jesus was the name given to Jesus at the time of his birth as a savior from the sin of the house of Israel. But at this end time, we have entered the time of perilous and, you know, time of many problems, and so a new name is determined to be given to man, the whole man race, and this is the name Olutomole. This is the name revealed unto me according to our Revelation book.
I am the immortal, invisible.
God says, I am the immortal. That's the manifestation of God's name himself. I am the immortal. Yes.
Invisible.
Invisible.
I had existed before the creation of the world.
God says, I have existed before the creation of the world.
And I live forever.
And I live forever.
I am telling you that we three that made heaven and earth are called Olutomole.
You see, so it's the combined name of God and the new name of Jesus. It's a compound name of both the Father, Son, and the Ghost, which God has now revealed and has bequeathed unto me. I am the manifestation of the Triune God. So God has revealed a name that expresses his universal essence. God has revealed a name that expresses his unlimited existence. I am Olutomole, universe. The other comforter.
That is good, sir. This question, I will need to go straight to the question. Because the question is according to the word of God. I will quote Jesus here. In the book of St. John, chapter 16, verse 10, it says, when Jesus was ascending, he said, we sent a comforter, the Holy Spirit. Are you the comforter Jesus was talking about?
Certainly, yes. I am the promised gospel. Comforter, another comforter promised by Jesus Christ, because the whole world has need of a comforter. Well, maybe I want to throw a bit of light about the comforter. The whole world understands the comforter to be a Holy Ghost. Now, how can a man be called a comforter? I'm sure that is the question that is troubling people's hearts. Now, by interpretation, the comforter is Christ himself. And in that verse, it's referring to a divine person. How do you become a divine person? After Christ has ascended, the Bible in Revelation chapter 5 verse 6, it reveals that the seven spirits of God, that is the Lamb of God, in verse 6, have been sent into all the world. It's for the work of restoration of all things. Right. But it is illegal for spirit to walk on this planet earth. It's illegal. So a spirit needs a human body, a sanctified human body, to inhabit for operating. Just as Christ Jesus, it was the word of God in eternal past. When the time approached for God to send Jesus, he had to assume a human body. That is, the word that was the beginning was a spirit. So this is the mystery. Now, as predicted, that he that obey my commandments, I will descend, I'll take abode in him, and I and the Father will take abode in him. So this is the embodiment of this seven spirits that has been released into the world. He has taken embodiment in me, and that is what qualifies me to be another comforter. It's the spirit in human body, just as Christ.
That is very good. Dear viewer, many people will be asking themselves, is this really the comforter Jesus Christ was talking about? It's not a story anymore. It's something you've heard yourself. You hear it directly from the voice of the comforter. Let me go to this question, sir. Be specific about this. What is your core assignment in this world?
Right, the truth is this. Christ, at his first advent, was given two different missions to fulfill. He fulfilled one and left the other unfulfilled. Now, the first, which is fulfilled, is about Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Angel Gabriel said, and your wife will bear a son whose name will be Jesus, and he will save his people from their sin. That's about redemption. The second admonition given to Christ, the same angel had to reveal unto Mary in Luke chapter 1, he said, you will be pregnant and you will give birth to a child and you call him Jesus. And he will be the Son of the Most High God. Verse 32, it says, and God shall give him the throne of his father David, and will rule over the house of Israel forever, and his reign there shall be no end. He has not fulfilled that. So the mission of Tomale, the Comforter, is to fulfill, to consummate the unfulfilled and unfinished work of Christ Jesus. So that is my mission and my mandate, number one. And number two, before the second coming of Christ Jesus, people are saying, rapture, Christ can come tomorrow, he can come today, he can come anytime. But I say no, emphatic no, because there are a lot of prophecies that are yet to be fulfilled. And all these prophecies must be fulfilled before Christ comes back, because we cannot destroy the book, the scriptures. So I confirm that with the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 3, verse 21. It says, and the heaven shall retain Jesus Christ in heaven. God will retain him on the time of the restoration of all things and the fulfillment of all prophecies. So, to put it straight, my mission, primary mission, is to fulfill all these profound prophecies. Profound, there are about 10 or 11 or 12, if more, before Christ will ever come. Because Christ is not coming back to fulfill any prophecy, but to judge the world and cast out the devil.
Thank you very much, sir.
That's my mandate and my function as another comforter. And to preach the gospel of the coming kingdom, according to Matthew 24:14, Christ says, and the gospel of this kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, then shall the end come. So I'm the preacher of the end time saving gospel, without which the end will not come.
Thank you, sir. Dear viewers, we have many questions to ask, but on this particular episode, this is where we draw the curtain. Abiodun Ojedeji is my name.
Dear viewers, we value your feedback. Therefore, encourage you to feel free to send your puzzling questions to us for proper enlightenment.
You can visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle @kaimholythrone. Our WhatsApp number is 0806-648-7203. And please don't forget to follow, like, and share our various handles. God bless you.